Getting in the right mindset to prepare for change is crucial to take sheep farming businesses forward. Heather Wildman has been working with businesses throughout the UK to get them fit for the future. We caught up with her by phone at her base in Scotland.
Hi, yeah, I'm Heather Wildman, Managing Director of Saviour Associates Limited. I cover all of the UK, and I suppose my specialist is really people, influencing and motivating change and helping people find their goals and their dreams and helping them achieve it. And I have been working now since about 2014. And if I'm honest, every day is a school day. I am always learning and always growing, but I'm really, really lucky. I have the best job in the world. I'm a Cumbrian girl, born and bred. Mum and dad are hill farmers at Lawton, near Cockermouth in the Lake District. So we had hill swaddle flock up there, and then we've got lowland sheep as well. And I've always really been involved in agriculture all the way through, predominantly the dairy sector initially. I left school at 15 and worked for Alfa Laval, and then been in Scotland now for about 20 years. So like I said, it was nearly always the dairy sector, but now it's broader. I've been really fortunate with opportunities, but when I suppose you stand back and practice a little bit about what you've learned in the hindsight, is there probably was quite a clear path, but you maybe just weren't aware of it at the time. My brother got the family farm. I like spending money, so I needed a good job. Circumstances, I did never set out to be my own boss because I didn't go to college, didn't go to university, so I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. But then a number of companies sort of said, well, we want to work with you. How can we work together? I think for me, wherever I start with any client, I always ask, where are you? You know, we need to know where the starting point is. So where are we today? Where do we want to be in 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 25 years? And then we need to then look at how are we going to get there? And have we got the skills? Have we got the strengths? Have we got the right people around us? And then how do we verbalise that dream, that goal? And so I want that written down because loads of people have ambition and dreams in their heads. I think most of us do. But, you know, there's so much evidence now that if it's written down and verbalised, it is 80% more likely to come true, which is pretty good odds. So we'll then write down how we're going to do it, what we need to do, what it'll look like, and then who do we need around us. And that to me is the key thing. Having the right people around us really do, it makes us luckier, it makes things happen, it makes us achieve things. You know, so have we got people that are lifting us up, motivating us? Are we walking around in that direction of people where we want to be? Are we walking like them, talking like them, behaving like it? Or have we working in quite a negative, constraining, you know, that's going to hold you back? And it's really recognizing who you've got around you. And that's then thinking, who's maybe a role model? Who do you aspire to be? How did they get there? Whether it be your technical ability, your breeding ability, whether it even be opportunities with land, you know, share farming, contract farming, letting land. For me, it's where are you now? Where do you want to be? How do we verbalise it? Because different people will need different levels of information, and being really clear about that as well. And then how do we get the right people around us to make it happen? Because I think sometimes when we see successful businesses or successful people, we think, oh, it's okay for them. And we just see that bit on the top, but we haven't seen all the sacrifices, the hard work, the disappointments, you know, the breakdowns and all the rest that's gone behind it. And, you know, someone did say, there's a great saying, you know, the harder I work, the luckier I get. But I think where we have to be really worried and be cautious of is being a busy fool. You know, I know so many farmers out there that will be working dawn to dusk and knackered and getting nowhere. And that is absolutely not what I would be recommending. I would be saying, stop. You know, are you being productive? Are you being, you know, are you working smartly? You know, have you really stopped and thought about what you're doing, why you're doing it? Is that the most effective, productive and efficient way of doing it? Or is it just the way we've always done it and we've never thought about doing it better? Because for me, for us to be successful going forward, it's not working longer and harder, you know, and I don't think this high stress lifestyle and society that we've got now is sustainable at all. You know, I really want to be thinking about people that smile, that have fun, that enjoy what they're doing, because that is contagious. You know, do you take your holidays? Do you switch off? Because if we're really planning our life and our work properly, we will, because that's still thinking time and resting time, because I don't think any of us can be successful if we're permanently tired and always in a hurry. Because that is, you know, that's where we have accidents and breakdowns, and people don't want to be with us when we're like that as well, because we're not our, you know, we're not projected our best sides. There's a family I was working with fairly recently, actually, and they've been going through quite a growth in the business, developing, and I think when we do grow a business or whether we introduce a new diversification, it really puts a lot of pressure on everybody, and it's when in a partnership, we've got someone that is always thinking ahead, always excited about new projects, new ideas. And then we've maybe got the other people in the partnership that have got to dot the I's, cross the T's, and kind of keep up with all the admin, the logistics, the paperwork and everything as well. And it gets very, very tiring. And it can really put a lot of stress and strain, not just financially, but also mentally and on relationships as well. So with this particular business, and I think, you know, we're in changing times, and when you, if you were looking at all the press, you completely think we're doomed. You know, there's so much negativity, there's so much, you know, doom language out there, and you know, we've got to be realistic. For some people, it is going to be very, very challenging going forward. But you know, when there's challenges, there are always massive opportunities. And this particular business that got themselves in a hole, they were thinking there was no way out. They were tired, so they'd lost their mojo. So when we looked in, we said, so where are we? We've got everything out on the table. We looked at the business. We looked at the different enterprises in the business. We looked at the land ownership and, you know, what other savings and different things they had. And because, you know, with a lot of farmers, we're asset rich, possibly, and cash poor, and it's cash flow that can really put the pressure on people. And there was, you know, young family members wanting to come in as well. What we found was they were in a pretty strong position when we sat everything down, and they hadn't realised how strong they were, because they'd never stopped to look at that. And then we sort of said, right, well, where do we still want to go? And, you know, when we're in the families, you know, we're all different. We've all got different paces and we're all at different stages. And we were quite open and honest about that. And then we thought, right, well, how are we going to get there? And for some, they wanted to do less, but they needed security financially. Others maybe had a bit more, you know, ambition and were prepared to take a bit more risk on board. So we looked at how we could structure the business so that we could do that. And did we have the right enterprises within the business? And with one area, they realised when we did all the costings and everything, there was a lot more continual profit from one avenue than there was from others. But then it was, you then also had the balance of what you love doing. But it was a fantastic exercise of getting everyone to sit down, to talk openly, think, where are we? Where do you want to be? Okay, right, what do we need to do? There's maybe bits we don't like doing, but that generates cash, so it really is worth it. But we need to make sure we can cover our hobby aspect that we really love. We know it's not going to make us rich, but that gives us a lot of passion, whether it be the showing or the breeding. And then what we looked at was how to manage the time within our lives to make sure we all got out of it what we needed and we didn't burn out, and that we were actually enjoying what we were doing again. Because that's one thing I hear so much in family businesses, that we've stopped enjoying it. And we spend so much time at work. I think that's really sad. And sometimes we've been doing it for so long, we've never stopped to think, why are we actually doing it? You know, if we're not enjoying it and if it's not making us money, you know, actually, hang on, that's like insanity. You know, so I think sometimes it's really important to just stop. And where I'm privileged is I haven't got the emotional attachment. So I can come in from, you know, quite an open view, and I'm quite direct and blunt, you know, and I'll ask a lot of questions. So why are we doing it? You know, well, if you, and that can be helpful, having someone from the outside, but not everybody needs that. Sometimes, you know, just the family can. It's a good thing to review where we are and what we're doing regularly, to be fair. It's really simple. Go forward. You know, to be from good to great is, do you love what you're doing? Are you and everyone involved in your business passionate about what you're doing? And a lot of farmers would say, yeah, we love what we're doing, wouldn't do anything else. So, right, we're ticking that, but is everybody in the business that way inclined to? And do we all know our purpose within that business and where we're going, our goals? The next one is, do we know our financial, you know, our economic drivers, where we are cost efficient, you know, where are our weaknesses, where are our strengths? What is our marketplace? What is our added value? What are the margins we need? You know, do we know our cost of production, which isn't necessarily sexy for a lot of businesses, but, you know, it's all well and good loving doing it. But to be fair, you know, a profitable business is a lot more fun to be involved in than a not profitable one. So really knowing your economic drivers. So you must know your figures, your costs, your opportunities. You must know your marketplace and things as well. And then the third one, which some people struggle with, but is to be the best in the world at it. Because whether we like it or not, we are living in a competitive marketplace. And, you know, so there will be land opportunities, finance opportunities, you know, shelf space opportunities, all these different things. You know, are we as good as we can be? And are we better than our nearest? Because these opportunities, we are going to have to really stand out and drive to be better and better all the time, which for some people, they'll be like, do you know what? I haven't got the energy to do that. And it's accepting that. But if we really want to go forward, we have to keep striving. And that's where benchmarking is really good, discussion groups and things. How do we improve? You know, that it's that marginal gain all the time as well. It's going to be tough in the short term, definitely. But there is definitely a future. We do need sheep. And it's looking at, have we got the right breeds? We're going to have to really tell our story. I know people are a bit fed up with this, but we really need to say why we are so excellent. And particularly now with this carbon footprinting and everything, this carbon sequestration, we have a great story, but it's been hidden because it's been complicated. So I think we really need to look at what added value do sheep on our land, our countryside, our hills, at back. You know, it's not just great meat, great flavour. It's not great clothing and everything as well. It, you know, it is the broader, the whole picture of where we fit into society, and, you know, giving back to the community and, you know, the environment and everything as well. And I think sheep have a massive place to play in that as well. You know, just make sure you love what you're doing, because it is too short to be doing something you don't enjoy.